Imagine walking into a room where everyone could potentially change your life, but only if you know how to truly connect with them. This is the world Alana Muller invites us into with Coffee Lunch Coffee. Unlike traditional networking guides that focus on collecting business cards, this approach transforms networking from a dreaded obligation into an energizing practice that builds genuine community. In today's economy, where 36% of Americans participate in freelance work and job security has largely vanished, meaningful professional connections aren't just helpful, they're essential. Research suggests networking influences up to 75% of hiring decisions, with some industries showing even higher percentages. But how do we move beyond superficial interactions to create relationships that truly matter? The Coffee Lunch Coffee methodology creates a deliberate rhythm to relationship building: morning coffee, midday lunch, afternoon coffee. This cadence allows for multiple meaningful connections each day without overwhelming your schedule or energy. When implemented consistently, this approach can transform your professional life, just as it did for Muller when she attended 160 meetings and met 200 new people over 9 months, a journey that ultimately led to remarkable opportunities. What makes this different? It's about quality over quantity, with each meeting having a clear purpose and follow-up plan. Before sending a single email or attending any event, the groundwork for successful networking begins within. Think of yourself as a product you're developing, one that requires attention to your physical, mental, and emotional presentation. Start with fundamentals: a genuine smile that reaches your eyes, specific expressions of gratitude, and consistent enthusiasm. Practice active listening through eye contact and thoughtful questions to create positive impressions that foster deeper connections. Develop a contact management system, tracking names, company details, contact information, referral sources, meeting dates, conversation highlights, and personal details. Schedule one meaningful connection weekly, follow up within 24 hours, and maintain regular check-ins. Adopt a farming mindset rather than hunting. Cultivate relationships through genuine interest instead of seeking immediate transactions. Build diverse connections across industries and career levels, remembering that today's intern might become tomorrow's CEO. Begin with intention by crafting a personal mission statement, listing current and target connections, identifying dream companies, and establishing your non-negotiables. The way you initiate contact often determines whether doors open or remain closed. Balance confidence with humility, clarity with brevity, and persistence with respect for others' time. For effective outreach emails, use a simple format: subject line referencing your mutual connection, brief introduction, your background, what you're seeking, and a clear request to meet. Always mention referrals, as this significantly increases response rates. Don't send your resume initially. If needed, send it only the day before meeting. Start networking with people you already know. Connection temperatures matter. Cold contacts, no referral, have low success rates. Warm contacts, mentioning a referral, improve chances. And hot contacts, direct introductions, work best. One meeting can transform everything, as demonstrated by the author's 30-minute coffee that yielded 8 valuable contacts. Even introverts can become effective networkers with practice. Adopt a positive mindset, establish specific goals, prepare by researching and creating contact lists, and know your story. For first impressions, exude energy, offer a firm handshake with eye contact, be authentic, and communicate clearly. Your professional identity requires articulating who you are, what you offer, and what you seek. Create a 30-second commercial that concisely introduces your background, strengths, and objectives. Rather than generic titles, highlight your unique value. I help companies transform their digital presence through data-driven storytelling. Develop stories showcasing your expertise using the chapter framework: conflict, hero, anticipation, peak, transformation, explain, and relate. When describing projects, emphasize challenges, your approach, and measurable results. Your networking portfolio should include business cards, resume, professional bio, short and long versions, and a current headshot. Maintain an updated LinkedIn profile with recommendations and relevant posts. Be mindful of nonverbal communication. Practice focused eye contact, manage nervousness through breathing, and avoid distracting gestures. Position yourself at a slight angle during conversations to appear more approachable and mirror your conversation partner's energy level. Where you meet matters almost as much as who you meet. The right environment facilitates conversation, minimizes distractions, and creates comfort. Popular meeting spots include Panera Bread, McDonald's during off-peak hours, Starbucks, and local coffee shops. When connecting contacts, consider four approaches: sharing contact information with permission, making email introductions, arranging separate meetings, or organizing three-way meetings. Always respect privacy and communicate the value. The buddy system enhances networking through accountability and mutual support. Even competitors can exchange contacts, provide feedback, and support each other. Large networking events require different skills than one-on-ones. Media Bistro founder Laurel Tubey built a $23 million company from networking salons that began as gatherings for freelancers. When attending such events, select carefully, prepare thoroughly, and remember that most people feel equally awkward. You're not alone in your discomfort. As your practice evolves, networking transforms from an activity into something you embody. The difference between competence and mastery, like a martial artist progressing from moves to principles. Advanced networking centers on helping others rather than seeking favors. Leading with "How can I help you?" builds social capital that returns unexpectedly. Providing favors and making introductions creates goodwill that becomes invaluable when needed. People who ask excellent questions earn respect anywhere. NPR's Terry Gross exemplifies this, getting reserved guests to open up through intent listening and organic conversation. To master this art, listen genuinely, stay curious, avoid rigid question lists, and let inquiries flow naturally. Don't overlook reconnection. Reach out to people from your past, school, sports leagues, early jobs, with whom you'd like to reconnect. These relationships often yield surprising value. Remember, too, don't just network up. Maintaining relationships with former juniors can open doors as they advance in their careers. For leaders, exclusive membership groups offer powerful networking opportunities. Business Networking International, BNI, uses a structured approach with one representative per field per chapter, generating billions in referral business. Vistage forms CEO peer advisory groups of 12 to 16 executives for monthly coaching. Alternatively, you can create your own professional peer group to expand skills and relationships. Network mapping helps chart key contacts that documenting who they are, how you met, and your introductions. Note connection strength and frequency to visualize your networking pattern and identify brokers, those crucial connectors bridging different professional circles. Effective networking isn't about rushing between meetings, but maintaining a centered approach grounded in your core network, those closest to you whose well-being connects to your own. This core gives purpose to your extended network, providing context for new relationships. Every person has a valuable story potentially relevant to us. The coffee-lunch-coffee approach offers something profoundly human, face-to-face interaction to build meaningful relationships. This personal touch with strategic intention creates networks that advance careers and enrich lives. The question isn't whether you can afford to invest in meaningful connections, it's whether you can afford not to.